Hello?
You make me feel special. I don't know what I'm singing, but it's Korean.
Anybody who's ever went to Norebang ever, they just look at the like Latin text and they just make the sound like neji de.
Neji de. Make me feel special. It's Korean. So I'm gonna sing in English like it's I know the lyrics.
Period.
Special.
Whoa. Come on, Mariah Carey.
Special.
Titty titty tap tap, titty titty tap tap, titty titty tap tap, yeah. Wow. Và đây là postcard chi chat cùng Trang. Ha. Hehe.
Okay. I think we were getting started now. Stop it.
Okay. Let's try. Sorry.
So, hi. What's up, guys? As you guys can hear. Oh my God. What just happened?
You just moved the mic. It's fine.
Okay.
This part where we fuck up everything, that gives the podcast character.
Oh, wow. Okay, again.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So, guess who back?
Me.
So, today, Tico gonna join me again. Well, at first, we were planning to do another Japanese
lesson,
but then we, on the second thought, we thought that it might be a little bit boring.
I don't know. I mean, like, we can, but, like, your friend came over the other day, and he was like, the lessons are nice, but maybe do something that's not the lesson. And I was like, that's a nice way of saying, I don't want to hear the lesson. So I was like, okay, listen. I'm like, it's not my podcast. Like,
who said that?
He wants to stay anonymous.
Oh, okay. I know who is it. If you listen to this, you're gonna die. Ooh. Soon enough.
Don't tell them. Then they got evidence. You're not gonna die.
Secretly.
Okay, but he was like, yeah, it's nice, but maybe do something that's not that. And I was like, okay, tell Ha that because it's not my podcast. And then I guess he didn't tell you.
And you know what he'd say?
What?
He was like, I think it's nice that you can learn Japanese together, but I mean, like, the audio is not that nice. I want you to fix that. He's not gonna say anything about that lesson is boring or what.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't remember, but
that's... Maybe he just hit you.
Maybe that's it.
Man.
You know, words hurt.
You're rude.
You know, you're rude. You were literally like last podcast, you were like shitting on me for half of it. And then afterwards, he's just like, maybe change it a little bit. And then you're like, you rude. You hate him. You're like, only I'm allowed to be rude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, what are we gonna do this podcast?
So we were just on a quick mind that we're gonna talk shit.
Talk shit, period.
And I mean, like, well, we have an idea. I think that we should talk about how Vietnam and American is different and how Vietnamese people different from American.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like...
I think it's also cool because Tika knows a lot of American Vietnamese.
But, like, I don't know, I'm not Vietnamese, so I don't know if I can comment on your guys' community, but, I mean, I grew up in America, so I know, like, some stuff about America, and, like, Vietnam, because of the Vietnam War, in theory, there is, like, a tension between Vietnam and America.
Yeah.
I think today it's slightly kind of fizzling out. Because America and Vietnam are both spending all their energy hating on China. So they're kind of like becoming friends again because they're both hating on China.
It's like we are on the same board now, like in some American movie where some girls are like at first they are enemy, but then they all together hate this one girl, and then they become friends.
Yeah, that's basically the relationship between Vietnam and America. I'm talking about just the government. I think that Americans, I was gonna say, I don't think Americans hate Vietnamese people, but I think a lot of Americans don't even know where Vietnam is on the map.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say I don't think they hate Vietnamese people because I don't think they even know where Vietnam is. Not because Vietnam is irrelevant, but because Americans tend to be very bad at geography. Yeah, I took one geography class in high school in America. The whole semester, the only topics we talked about was the war in Syria caused by us, and then Brazil. I don't even remember what the fuck was happening in Brazil, but my teacher was just very worried about Brazil. She got fired because she would never stay on the curriculum, so then the kids from her class would go into the next year, and the teacher would be like, okay, so remember this that you learned in geography? They're like, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
We're like, remember how you learned India is south of China? Like, we did not learn that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she got fired. Also, she got a little tangent about this teacher.
Okay.
She got fired because of multiple things, of, like, problems with students, but, like, also, she, one of the previous students at my school told me this. I don't know if this is true or not. This is just what I heard from somebody else who has studied there as well and knew this same teacher from before I arrived. And they told me that she used to have a couch in her classroom.
Okay.
And that kids could just sit on the couch. And in that couch, she would use it to buy weed from a student. And that the student would take the weed and put it underneath the cushion. And then they would find her money underneath there and then grab the money and then use it. And she would use it as, like, a timeout couch. So if somebody was being, like, rowdy in class or, like, getting annoying for her, she would tell them, you have to sit on the couch so you can relax or whatever, I think. And then that she would tell the drug dealers, like, you gotta go sit on the couch. She would sit on the couch and then grab the money and then put the weed in there. And then she would grab the weed after class.
Okay.
I don't know if this is true, but this is what I heard from another student at my school, and yeah, well, this was completely irrelevant. Sorry.
I think it might be me if I become a teacher. I mean, like, being a teacher is so strange, and sometimes you need to, like, have something to relax in yourself.
She was really funny because if we ever did not want to hear about Syria or Brazil that particular day, we could completely stop the lesson by just mentioning weed.
Oh.
All I have to do is just say weed. She will be like, that reminds me, and she will go off on, like, a tangent about how weed needs to get legalized. And after she got fired, weed actually was legalized in Colorado. Don't know if she had any effect on that. But I remember, like, every single day, at one point or another, she would mention it. Every time.
So that was my totally into weed.
So that was the geography education we got in America. So if Americans don't know where Vietnam is, it is not.
It's reasonable.
Yeah.
I get it.
You get it? Do you know where America is?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, then it's not fair.
I know it. It's below Canada.
Yes.
And above Mexico.
Period. You got it. And just to prove to you that I know where Vietnam is, it is south of India. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking around. It's south of China and east of Laos and Cambodia.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
One time one of Tuan's friends was talking about Vietnam, and they said something about some people from West Vietnam. I was like, Vietnam doesn't have a West. That's Cambodia.
No.
But then I realized it's because
it's quite complicated to understand. Like, we have the West Vietnam, but we don't have East Vietnam.
Because that's the ocean.
Yay. Oh, yeah, remind me. I once saw a post on Reddit, and a lot of Americans, they comment on that post. They say that they don't even know where Vietnam is, and they don't even know if we have gone through Vietnamese war or not.
Else would have gone through the Vietnamese war?
I don't know. They think that we still have a war in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Still think that we still live in that poor country in 1950. 45, I think, I guess.
And I think part of it may be due to propaganda on America's side, because I feel like America, it's like, if you're a friend, if the country is a friend of America,
mm-hmm.
the way that they teach the country is just like, this place is like super cool and like awesome now and it's modern. Like, even when we would learn about Germany, like German.
Sorry.
Just one coughing.
It's okay.
He having a COVID.
But then that means we all do.
Yeah, we all have COVID.
Party!
I hope you guys just stay healthy.
Gassed up, shawty. But yeah, so like even Germany, when we learn about Germany in school, mm-hmm. they would mention it like, by the way, it's not like this anymore. It's different. They changed some stuff. But if they don't like your country, they'll just be like, yeah, this place is terrible. It's awful. It was terrible. It's awful. And then they'd never tell you anything more.
I mean, don't you guys ever search information on internet or something like
that? Sometimes for some assignments, we do have to. But I don't know. Like, I mean, for me, because I actually enjoy learning about other places and learning about what other places are like,
mm-hmm.
that I just do research like that for fun. But I feel like if I never did that, I would not know anything about
geography. That's right.
Because school doesn't teach anything. Like, okay, for an example, I am from Uzbekistan. Yeah. Right? So, and I have this look.
Uzbekistan.
I have this look that you're looking at right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you guys are wondering what does he look like, I will describe for you. He has a tall nose, kind of deep eye with long eyelash, and his eyebrow is like kind of thick, I think, and black.
Yeah.
And he's cute.
Aw, thanks. Mm. But what?
And he's fat. Okay. I mean, like, chubby. Still cute.
Wipe away the tin. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't cry.
But, like, so there was this... There's been multiple times like this where people in America, they when they see me, they don't really see me as, like, American. They don't think that I belong. But I feel like that's the experience of anybody who is not white in America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, when you would interact with some certain white people, they, if they're very ignorant, they'll just assume that you're not from there.
Okay.
Like, you're not from, I mean, like, it's not wrong, because I'm not from America. I did move there from another country.
But, I mean, like, you have grown up in America, so basically yeah. you're American.
Yeah. But I guess I look foreign to
yeah.
them.
Okay.
So they would ask me, like, where are you from? And I would say, oh, I'm from Uzbekistan. And somebody asked me one time, like, oh, where is that? I was like, it's in Asia. And they were like, oh, I thought it was in Africa. I was like, big, what? Chow? What? Chow, big what? Boobs. And then I started doing this thing in high school where when people asked me, like, where am I from, I would just ask them guess. Because I want to see where they mm-hmm. think I'm from.
Okay.
And I've gotten really diverse answers that are mostly wrong. I've only got one person, like two people get it, like, right before. But I've gotten Spain, I've gotten Italian, I've gotten Ethiopian, I've gotten Vietnamese, I've gotten Chinese, I've gotten Mexican.
Wait a minute.
I am dead serious. They looked at me and said, yes, you're from Ethiopia. Yes, you're from Vietnam. That's what the first thing they thought. Because I feel like they didn't really know where that country is, and they didn't know what people from there would look like. So that they just started naming out random names of countries they've heard before.
Okay.
And then, like, I've also heard people ask me if I'm Hawaiian.
Seriously?
I know. And I remember...
I mean, like, people, wake up.
I know, right?
He doesn't look like Vietnamese or Chinese or Ethiopia or even Hawaiian.
I know. And it was really, really funny. Like, whenever I would ask people, like, where do you think I'm from? They didn't know what to do. So they just, like, immediately would just name names of places that they've heard of.
Okay.
And that's it. And the racial slurs, like when people would say something racist to you, it would also get really confusing.
Because
sometimes they don't know what to say. Because they're like, I know that you're foreign. I don't know exactly what kind of foreign you are. So I've heard...
God.
I've heard the N-word. I've heard being called the C-word. I've been called the G-word. And one time somebody called me low-life, dirty Arab scum faggot. And I was like...
Seriously?
Yeah. And I was like, I am none of those except for one.
I know what I mean.
But
I mean, like, why are they so mean?
Just because they're stupid.
Yeah,
because they grew up with stupid parents who taught them that everybody... Oh, yeah, a lot of them also. They also like to push this idea that America is the best place on the planet. Everything about America is awesome. And for a little bit when I was a kid, I was like, okay, maybe it's true. Yeah, sure, why not? And then I would go back to Uzbekistan, and I noticed that I actually had a lot more fun as a 12-year-old. Being in Uzbekistan, I felt a lot safer going outside, going to do stuff than I did in America. Maybe because not everybody has a gun. So my parents felt comfortable with letting me go to the grocery store by myself, unsupervised, or going to a park, or giving me money to go just do whatever. But in America, and even like the way that the cities are set up in America, you have to like drive everywhere. So as a kid, you can't really do much. But in Uzbekistan, you can walk to a lot of places. So
yeah, it's also the same in Vietnam. Yeah. I mean, like almost all of the
world.
Yeah,
it's like you can walk. Like even in Germany, you can like walk to most places. You don't need to drive
anywhere except for America.
Except for America and Canada, kind of.
Really?
Depending on which part of Canada, like. At least I've never been to Canada, so I don't know. But I know that the infrastructure of Canada looks quite similar to how America is.
Okay.
So I have heard that it's pretty important to have a car in Canada if you want to get around.
I think because, like, Canada is kind of big. And there are not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So when you want to go around or get some stuff, you have to go by car. You cannot go by foot because it's... Kind of far away.
Apart. Yeah. But, yeah, that's America. Oh, and one time, just a funny story. So, this happened when I was 18. And as you could hear my voice, I mean, at least I think I speak English quite natively. I sound quite fluent.
Yeah.
I would like to think so. Maybe I'm not. Maybe actual real...
Me too.
Real Americans. No. what proper English is that? Maybe we just sound like two foreigners. I don't know. But I thought I was pretty fluent. And then I got a job at this convenience store that's very common in America. And on my first day, they saw my name. They're like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from Uzbekistan. And then they had a new employee come in the same day. And when they introduced me to her, this is the funniest interaction I've ever had. They were like, oh, this is Chico. He's from Uzbekistan. I said, hello. She said, I love your accent. Like, I didn't know I said enough for you to hear an
to
accent.
To recognize that accent.
Did I say, like, hello?
Hello? Or maybe when you try to speak, like, French people, like, you will say, like, hello.
Hello.
I love your accent.
I love your accent. Yeah, America's a funny place.
Oh, yeah, right. I also remind me about accent. I once saw a video on YouTube. I mean, like, I'm kind of into Korean music. Yeah. And then there are a lot of K-pop idols who are born and raised in American and Canada.
Yeah.
And then when they go touring in the USA and the host always ask them the question, where do you learn English from? Your accent is quite good. And then that one guy, he was born in Canada, so like he spent more of his time in Canada and come back to Korean when he was 18.
Yeah.
And then he answered the host that I was born in Canada, so English basically is my mother tongue. And she was like, oh, so that's why you speak English so well. And then I was like, Gern! He obviously a Canadian. What do you expect him to speak like?
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe he speaks French.
Like, should he speak in French? Or what? What do you expect more?
I think it's just, like, lazy hosting where they don't research the idols before they get there. But... yeah, Americans really, they are kind of in their own bubble, I'd say.
Yeah.
They're in, like...
I can tell.
Like, I feel like if you're from a big country, like, if you're from China or Russia or America or countries like that, you're really, like, your social media and your, like, the media you consume is really, like, a bubble of only that country.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't see much of what's outside of it. So...
True.
Americans, and also Americans feel like, because they feel like they're, like, the best country in the world,
mm-hmm.
they feel like they don't need to learn about other countries, but other countries need to learn about America.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, I mean, they just don't care about learning about anything else. Like, even K-pop, it got popular everywhere except America before it broke into, like, the American market and they were able to actually, like... grow because
sure.
And like while I was growing up I always loved listening to music from like a bunch of different languages. Like my playlist has like a lot of Japanese, a lot of Korean, a lot of Cantonese, Mandarin, Arabic, Hindi, Russian, German, French.
Mm-hmm.
I even have like a Swahili song on there.
Oh my god.
And I really like listening to like a lot of different languages from my middle school days. And whenever I would share my music with somebody in America,
mm-hmm.
they would always be like, I don't understand it. And I'd be like, you don't understand half the English songs you listen to. Like most of the lyrics don't even make sense. So
true.
Like I feel like it's not even that big of a deal if you don't understand it. You could just enjoy it for like the way it sounds. But a lot of Americans, I guess they didn't agree with that.
Well, they just want to hear some English.
Yeah.
And their music.
Because that's what they're used to. And that's what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess not all people understand what behind the lyrics. Like, they always hear the melody and
yeah.
thought that, well, it's kind of catchy. I think
yeah.
it's cool.
Yeah. And even there's a lot of popular songs that, like, we mishear. Like, everybody would mishear it and not understand what the lyrics are.
That's right.
But we just still like them because they're... popular. And I feel like the same way about other languages. That I'm like, if I like the way it sounds, I like the way it sounds.
Mm-hmm,
I might not know what they're talking about. But
it's also yeah. worked the same for me. Like,
mm-hmm.
I always find that foreign songs kind of catchy. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the music is also good, but the word, the way they use the word to like totally blending with the music is like, wow, wonderful.
Yeah. And there's certain songs that just like sound better in a certain language because
yeah.
that language just like makes it better.
I mean, it's also make the melody from the
mm-hmm.
from the language.
Like especially like tonal languages. Like I love listening to rap in Cantonese,
mm-hmm.
and recently you've been
it's not bad.
Playing more like rap in Vietnamese, and I feel like. Those languages, because they have a lot of glottal stops, like
yeah.
and k at the end of words.
And the tone, too.
And the tone, it makes rap just flow out much smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there's certain songs, like, you know, like, when, like, K-pop groups, they would release, like, a song in Korean, and then they would translate it into Japanese. There's a lot of times I listen to the Japanese song, and it just... doesn't sound
right.
good. It
yeah,
just
because
right. the song was like written for like the Korean language, so they expected to sing it in Korean, and then they just took the words and just started saying them in Japanese. So then it started flowing weird, where certain words would go faster, and then certain words would be really slow.
True.
And just feels off sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Except for Britney Spears' French album. Never forget.
I've never heard that before.
He showed me yesterday, and he played it for me, and then apparently there were some French people on some of the songs who would go in the comments and be like, I'm a French person from France. I don't know anything that she said.
I
don't understand any of it.
Well, what's the point of her doing that?
I mean, maybe she was studying French. She got ahead of herself.
Oh, wow.
But
probably.
What did you, growing up in Vietnam, because America, they literally don't know anything about Vietnam other than, like, there was a war and we were responsible. And I remember America, in elementary school, I remember this day where my librarian went on the TV to mm-hmm. make the morning announcements like he does every day. And he always gives like a fun fact, and the fun fact for the day was like, fun fact, the U.S. never lost any war that we've been in. And then the other librarian in the corner was just like, what about the Vietnam War?
What about that?
He was like, oop, ciao, because he didn't know. But apparently what happened was like, the U.S. Congress didn't technically declare it a war. So defeat. Technically, they didn't lose, but I'm like, you lost the war.
It's obviously that you are lost.
Yeah, but...
I mean, like, sorry about that, but it's true.
Yeah, but they're trying to save face. But, okay, so what did you learn about America and Vietnam?
Well, just let me think a little bit. Oh, yeah, we learned about Americans through that Vietnamese War.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't call it Vietnamese War.
What do you call it? The Civil War?
No, we call it American War.
Oh.
Yeah, because
it's... So it was like your war with America.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Like, but I think it's basically also our civil war, because it's the North fighting against the French Southern government.
And
Like, first we fought with the French.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there a lot happened during that time, like, when the last dynasty of Vietnam just give our country for the French people and mm-hmm. make Vietnamese people became French slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to fight, we fought back to take, mm-hmm. like, to take back our right mm-hmm. of freedom and being an independent country.
Mm-hmm.
And then the French just came in and asked American for help. And then American came to Southern Vietnam
mm-hmm.
and began its expansion and war in Vietnam.
Yeah. That's our period.
Yeah. Like, we also learned in history class that the French and the American really evil.
Mm.
Like, they treat people like trash. They make most of Vietnamese, like Viet Cong, the northern soldier became their soldier, and they also tortured them mm-hmm. to get information. A lot of things happened, but then what we learn in history is that you guys are evil.
Yeah, wish I could say it's not true, because it is true. And even in our education, because we're so like adamant about freedom of speech, that in classes the teacher will tell it from the American perspective and say, like, we had that war because we wanted to keep communism from spreading to other countries. But if there was a kid in the class who actually was educated about the Vietnam War and they mm-hmm. did mention, like, oh no, that's a lie, like, that was not true, then it would start up an actual debate, and they would be open to debating America's role in those wars. And I'm sure those discussions have happened, but I feel like they're really rare, because what would a 16-year-old know about mm-hmm. the Vietnam War
if that's all right.
if they yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, this one more thing. What we learn in history class, that the teachers told us that when the French and American come to Vietnam, they always make the reason that they want to make Vietnam become like a more economic country. Like, they want to make
more capitalist?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Like, they want to develop Vietnam.
Mm.
Like, they try to make Vietnam become more modernized and more, like, I don't know, like...
Like, when they first came Western. back then, when they first arrived, or...
Yeah, when they first arrived.
Yeah.
And then they took all our...
Resources?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
And send it back to their country.
Well, that's how colonization works.
Yeah,
the
that's right.
The whole point is you take resources of someone else and use it to build up your own country. That's the point of colonization. That's why they did it.
I just don't like the idea, but...
Well, like, nobody wants to be colonized.
Yeah, I mean, like, but on the other side...
Nobody's like, woo, steal my shit.
But I mean, like, why Vietnamese people don't fight back any sooner? I mean, like, they know that it's not right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not from Vietnam. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
But, don't know, maybe some of them were benefiting from the oppression. Like, if there was, you know, like, some Vietnamese people would face oppression from the foreign powers, mm-hmm. but certain ones, maybe like the royal family, were gaining privilege from the current system.
Yeah, that's
true. So then those people would be, like, supporting the way that it was because they were the ones who were benefiting. Yeah, I remember, there was this video by this girl named Luna Ai on YouTube, and she would talk about this. So there was this dude, I think he was American or Canadian or something, but he made this video about the Vietnam War from the northern perspective, mm-hmm. and he made this video, and then this girl Luna, she's Vietnamese, and she saw it, and she did not like it. She was having none of it.
Okay.
So she made a response video where she would go through clip by clip. She would be like, you forgot to mention this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And then he replied to her video in the comments and was like, well, it costs money to add those extra points. And then she went to the video being like, well, then spend the money to add in the extra points.
She was like, tell them the truth.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, I'm not taking sides in this situation. I just thought it was, like, the funniest thing ever because it was, like, this, like, little history YouTube drama. No, just but it kidding. Was, like, but it was nice because, like, they weren't too mean to each other. They really stuck to just the facts about
mm-hmm.
what happened.
I mean, but, like, they had yeah. their own perspective about yeah. the problem.
But they never got it personally, like, you know, fuck you, Luna. Like, that never happened.
Me and Tico had talking for about nearly 1.5 hours. It's kind of long for a podcast, so we decided to split it into 2 parts. And at this point, when you hear my voice, that means that this is the end of the part 1. I hope that you guys still enjoy what we were talking in this episode. And I hope that you guys still stay tuned with us until the part 2, which means it will be published on next Tuesday. So hope you guys enjoy it and stay with us. Oh, and stay healthy too. I love you guys so much. Bye. Get it.